Hola, good people. It's Mystic here, and welcome to Natural Mystic Podcast. I hope that you have had a beautiful week of speaking and thinking positive, being patient, and being grateful, seeing the silver linings in every situation. I hope that everyone had a good holiday weekend. Labor Day is celebrated by over 100 countries, but just at different times, and the U.S. celebrated this past Monday. We all have so many similarities, but we are all very different, from country to state, state to city, city to neighborhoods. None of us are the same. And isn't that a blessing? How boring would life be if we were all the same? How boring would life be if we were all the same size, color, height, if we all sounded the same? That's actually the question of the day, sorry. But we actually have different paths. We have different purposes. So today we'll be talking about just that. Why we are different and why we are all here. I've experienced a lot in these 16 years I've been on this earth. Listen, just go with, okay, if you must know, add 18 years. Just because you're so nosy, add 18 years to it, okay? But I thank God for my life and all experiences. I understand that I'm a few cards short of a full deck, and I'm okay with it. My uniqueness is a great quality of mine. But what's your qualities? What's something that you're good at? If someone was asked about you, you know, they say, give me three things that he or she is good at. What would they say? Growing up as a child, we are always asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? And of course, the generic answers are given. Oh, I want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a fireman, police officer. And then we write our papers and on to math. But the question that should be really asked parents is, what's your purpose, son? What's your purpose, daughter? This helps us both. At this point, we won't highlight society and money, but we will highlight happiness, joy, and peace. At this point, we can focus on the qualities to enhance that purpose. So there's no pressure to become this or that because the family is full of them. No pressure, just them working and flourishing in their God-given talents. Quick story time. There was a man about to travel off for a while, but before he left, he called his servants and gave good deeds. Gave one man 5 talents, he gave another 2, and the other man he gave 1 talent. He gave to each man according to his several abilities. So the man with 5 talents worked his talents so much that he gained 5 more. This is a total of 10 talents now. The man with 2 talents, he did the same, worked his move and gained double his talents. Total of about 4 talents now. But the man that received 1 talent, he went and dug in the earth and hid his talent. So the boss comes back after his long trip and now it's time to report. The man with 5 talents showed his work and additional talents gained, and his boss response was, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Same thing with the second man. He approached the boss, showed him what was done, showed, you know, how he doubled his talents, and the same response was given. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. So the third man approaches, and he is immediately talking and explaining why he didn't double his talents. Needless to say, his boss let him have it and took his 1 talent and gave it to the man with 10 talents. The moral of the story is that it doesn't matter what you have. God blessed us all with talents and gifts. Work it. Whatever you're good at, whatever you enjoy doing, work it until you get more abilities, because you will gain more. But we just have to show yourselves or show ourselves faithful over a few things before God will bless us with more. And that's just an example of what working your talents will get you, but also an example of what not working your talents will get you. People are always asking me how many listeners I have, as if I'm doing this for money. I know my purpose, and when you do things because it's right, because you enjoy it, because our Father has okayed it, when He promotes your purpose, you don't have to worry about money. You don't have to worry about the hows and the whys. You already know that it's done. I preached multiple times a month for over 5 years. I have over 100 biblical lessons and counting. It was a lot of dedication, studying, presenting, hosting, singing, counting money, multiple meetings a week, sometimes multiple meetings a day. It was a lot. So when I was removed from that season of my life, I thought that I would be more relaxed, have more time, but it was just something missing. I didn't know that I was no longer operating in my purpose. I truly miss church. I miss preaching. Of course, we go to church to get closer to God, but He's so big, He's so great, He's everywhere all at once. With that being said, I started to be more intentional with my meditating. I started to be more intentional with my questions to Him. And here we are today. I was no longer in church, but that didn't mean that God was no longer in me. And that's the same with you. Of course, church is needed, but don't think you can't have a better relationship with God because you're not in church. As crazy as it is, I'm better now than I was then. And of course, I can credit that to growth and, you know, me getting older. But who's to say that I'd be where I am now if I was still in that same season? I refer to it as a season because seasons come and go. But with your purpose, it's a life thing. So what do you think your purpose is? With your purpose, it's tricky because it's personalized. It's tailored for you. So just because your brother and father did this, doesn't mean you have to. Your brother probably didn't want to do it, but because the pressure of keeping cops in the family is a thing, hey, that's just a thought, you know? But what do you think your purpose is? What are you good at? What is something you love to do as a child? What do you love in, you know, doing now? What brings you peace? These are some things to think on when identifying your purpose. I know that bills are due and money is important. We all can relate, but you can multitask. You can do two things at once until you no longer have to. As I have said and always will say, balance is important and mandatory. And who's to say that your purpose will get you rich, but it will get you peace. It will get you joy and fulfillment. And what's rich? What's your definition of rich? Is it money? Is it being able to move freely? Is it internal? Dictionary's definition of rich is to be abundantly supplied with resources, means, or funds. So it's not always to be rich in funds, but just be rich. Rich in wisdom, rich in knowledge, rich in peace, rich in patience, joy, and love. Everything isn't about money. I know that the world will make you think otherwise, but as I will say, it's a bigger picture. Life is the biggest onion. Layers upon layers. Locating your purpose, not your parents' purpose, not your spouse's purpose, not your kids' purpose, I mean yours. Of course, promote others, but can we promote ourselves as well? There's an article by Aaron McClung, and in it, it states that only 10% of people would say that they know their life's purpose, and only 5% would say that they are following that purpose on a regular basis. Who are we out here living for? Who are we out here living for, and what are we doing? In life, with society, we have these made-up expectations. Be a doctor is the imaginary goal, right? Be a doctor. So go to school, graduate, go back to school, graduate again and again, then get married, have kids, but not too many. You know, the whole white picket fence. The rules of man, rules of people, people who could care less about your peace, people who could care less about your safety or your sanity, people who don't have a heaven or a hell to put you in. We have got to break away from the traditional, break away from societal standards. We spend so much time living up to the expectations of others, not being who we really want to be, but being who we think others want to see. But what about our Father? What about what He wants to see? Your purpose is what He wants to see. Everything happens for a reason. You were born on that day and that time for a reason. You have purpose. You have purpose. God didn't create you to go to work, school, get off, and repeat it. He created us all uniquely and wonderfully. We all have a purpose. Even by you hearing this is a sign to seek, ask, and knock. Good people, I felt like I have rambled enough, but I just want you to know that all of the situations, all of those situations that you have survived was for a reason. But it's up to you to locate that reason. It's up to you to peel off those layers and see what's underneath. And parents, godparents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, let's start asking these children, what's their life's purpose? What do they feel their purpose is? Let's go on and cut corners, save some time. Hey, save money, but you know, just go ahead and just start preparing them for life, real life, the real purpose of it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be here. We know that everyone isn't here that was here last week, and we don't take that lightly. We thank you for life, and not only ours, but everything that is living. We ask that you show us our purpose, show us our strengths, highlight our talents and gifts. And once it's done, we pray that we work and flourish in our purpose. We thank you in advance because we know that it's done in Jesus' name. Amen. Good people, without y'all, I will be nothing. It's the love always for me. Homework is to really, really think about what you're good at. Really think about what you enjoy doing. And start thinking of ways to incorporate that into your life. It will literally bring purpose and peace. And it's all a win. Remember, don't pass me by and don't blow your horn. Don't be rude, good people. Y'all are too good to be rude, right? Please rate this show. Follow me. Follow me on Instagram, Natural Mystic Podcast. That is all one word. On Instagram, Natural Mystic Podcast. I thank you so much. I love y'all. Love y'all so very much. Have the best week. And until next time, good people.